Lord, we thank you for this evening. We ask and receive in our hearts that these virtues are stirred up. These virtues are stirred up as we examine your word. We see that which you have us to do. We ask that in this very few and a brief period spent together, that there will be impartations of your spirit, the grace of, you know, of your spirit to do what we are here to learn, to do what we are told, to act on your word. Our eyes will open to see ourselves more and to see the necessities of your word and your instruction in the virtue that we have emphasized in our hearts and our ears tonight. We ask and receive in the name of your Son Jesus. Amen. Acts chapter 6. Acts of Apostles chapter 6. In verse 1. So I said to us that we are having some emphasis in our workers' fellowship. And I think as from the next one, I hope so, what I'm doing now will be interchanged so that I'm able to focus on the very emphasis I have for the workers' meeting. And the workers' training like this will then be spent looking at something that we did on Saturday. So I'll just have a switch. So we can go as planned during the workers' fellowship, and then we can have a workers' training, because I have found one or two things laid on my heart to share with us. So this particular month we had it that way, but switching it is exactly how I expect that we'll have it as from next month. Praise God. Now the workers' training in the month is diverse. I mean, it's numerous. I expect to meet us in the course of the month to at different times. It won't be once. Definitely the first meeting that we'll have in the month will be workers' fellowship. And after then, I expect that we'll have numerous workers' trainings just like this. And sometimes I might just come and I'm not here to teach. I'm just here to share with us a particular concept as laid on my heart. Some other times I might just come here and I just want to fellowship with us. I just want us to have a kind of in-house discussion, conversation, and then we're able to bring out God's counsel in an area, you know. God is able to use that period of fellowship to further instruct us, guide us, to set our heart and attention on something that is timely for the moment. Some other times, workers' training will just be me coming to take questions and answers regarding ministry and maybe just share some light as touching how some things can be done. Discipleship, prayer, how you can resolve some basic issues in your own life, issues like keeping to a consistent morning devotion, issues like walking in love, issues like resolving financial issues, just basic issues could also flow into a workers' training. Some other times, workers' training could just be me coming to you, and I just want to hear some of us explain some concept. We just come and say, oh, brother so-and-so, please, unprepared obviously, kindly share with us on so-so subject, and we all learn and receive the ministries of one another. Are we together? So workers' fellowship, training can come with diverse activities, howbeit all still within, you know, a particular confinement. I mean, we know what we are not expecting in a workers' training. Sometimes I might even ask us to fast ahead of the workers' training. Now we have a kind of like a circular sitting, a circular sitting. I mean, we all seated in a circular fashion, and then we'll talk and then we'll just fellowship together. And some other times, workers' training could just be me coming and putting something on the screen. I want us to receive from a particular minister some thought I feel you should hear directly from the person. I mean, we have done all of this together. Are we together at different times? Are we together? There were times when some of you were at my place different times to listen to a preacher. I think you remember. So I put something on the TV. I say all of us will listen, including myself. We all sit and we watch the preacher. And that is also a form of workers' training. All of such are not obsolete. Are we together? So workers' training could come in those diverse forms. But definitely, they will all be preceded with the workers' fellowship. And the workers' fellowship then gives direction to the emphasis I will have us exposed to in the course of the year. Obviously, the workers' training will feed the workers' fellowship. Whatever it is that I've emphasized, which is the more reason why I really want to be, stone cold on what I've prepared to explain or to teach or to emphasize in the workers' fellowship. so that every other meeting or training in the course of the month can complement that particular one-time meeting. Are we together? All right. So that said, Acts 6. Verse 1. So I want to share about the Christian virtue, I said earlier, about being prayerful. Yeah, the attitude, the culture, or the virtue of prayer, or of praying, something like that. The virtue of praying, something like that. You know, in Acts 6, I told us earlier I was going to share on 12 virtues this year. Alright. So in verse 1, it is, and in those days when the number of disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and chose Stephen, man full of faith, the Holy Ghost, Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, the proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith. Praise God. I said, praise God. So in Acts 1 right there, Acts 6, in verse 1, we saw a situation in the church. So a situation in the church. Situation in the church. A situation in the church. If you follow the background right from Acts 1, Luke the writer had made us to see the focus of the apostles right from Acts 1. The focus of the apostles. And it will interest you about Luke. That one thing about Luke, now this is just my personal observation, and I'm not sure I will not be disputed, but I believe I'll get authoritative more in some things over the years. So it's just a personal observation. I observed that Luke focused in his writings more about how ministry is done. I mean, how it is actually done. The details of the how, the activities of a ministry, how it was done. Luke's gospel has focused on how Jesus not only did his ministry, but how he also trained people. So you observe that a lot of, obviously, in the four gospels, you will find in some accounts some information or facts or details that are not present in some other accounts. I mean, every synoptic account has its own uniqueness. But I observe that with the Luke's gospel is the uniqueness of the how. Luke focused a lot on how Jesus actually did the ministry and how he trained the apostles to carry out the ministry. So look at a detail. Unlike John, obviously, John here also focused more, but John focused more on the explanations of Jesus. Obviously, also with a slant that proved his deity. Yeah, he also focused on the miracles and also his interactions amongst people. But the focus of John definitely was that he was out there to show his audience that this man whom we saw is actually the word of the Old Testament become flesh. And every writer had, you know, such emphasis. Matthew also had his own emphasis. And the emphasis of Matthew was to show Jesus as a Jew. Was to prove that this man was a Jew. Now, obviously, nobody should confuse or deny Jesus' descent. But he does a work in his account, that's Matthew, to show that Jesus was a Jew. In what sense? To show that Jesus did not berate the Jewish customs. So it is to show that, yeah, Jesus was a Jew, but not just that, but that Jesus actually practiced. Jesus did not deny, He did not berate. I think that's the word. He did not. Jesus did not, you know, cast the Jewish ideology, custom, beliefs, what the Jews upheld about God. He did not cast it away to establish something unique. This guy was a Jew, and he actually followed the practice. Are we together? Are we together? So he started with that genealogy. So you will find such uniqueness in their focus. So I found Luke focused more on the how. So his details went into the way Jesus handled, the way he did, the way he carried out, how he responded to, you know, the work of the ministry, how he trained his disciples, the apostles, to carry out the work of the ministry. So we find the same slant in the book of Acts also. So in Acts 1, you observe Jesus, he meets his disciples, he gives a counter narrative of what is God's plan as opposed to what they expect in the flesh to be Jesus' mission. He says the times and seasons in God's hands, he says, is that you will receive power. That is, what is in the times and seasons currently in God's power is how you will take off his power, which is within you. You will put it upon you. He says, then you will be witnesses. Ministry. You find that in verse 4 to verse 7, verse 6, 5 rather, and then verse 7 down to verse 8 of chapter 1. So he says in verse 8, you shall receive power. You shall receive power. Please allow the brother outside inside. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Please let it be the last time you come at this time to work as fellowship. Is it clear? Alright. So he said you will be witnesses of me. You will be witnesses of me. So he gives them an instruction. I mean, if you read Matthew's account, Matthew rendered it in a way in 28, 18 to 20. Luke had rendered his own in 24, verse 44 into verse 47, in fact, into verse 50. And then Mark, definitely, which is Peter's account, are we together? Had rendered the same in verse 14, down into verse 20. Mark 16, and then the same in John 20, verse 21, 22. Are we together? 21 and 22. So Luke again focuses on that instruction. He says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon thee. And by the time you observe, he says, they went back immediately. Verse 9, they had the sight with the angels. Verse 10, verse 11, the angels spoke to them. Verse 12, they returned to Jerusalem. Tarry ye at Jerusalem. Luke 24:47. So they returned to Jerusalem. Acts 1:12. And when they were come, they went into an upper room where abode. It didn't say where they met, but the upper room where they lodged. So they literally went for what we can call a retreat. What were they doing? He says in 14, he says, this all continued with one accord in prayer and in supplication. They continued in prayer. So we observe and supplication with the women. Now, obviously, in verse 13, he mentions the 12 apostles, 11, one minus, that's Judas Iscariot. Then he says, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So there were men and women there, then the apostles. He says, they went and this all continued with word accord in prayer and supplication. He therefore shows us that prayer was something they began to do. Prayer was what they began to do immediately after Jesus gave them instructions for ministry. So Jesus gave them instruction for the ministry, and immediately they received instruction for the ministry, they went and they began to and continued in what we can call prayer meetings. So I'll say that again, that prayer was what they began to do immediately after the instruction for ministry. And that shows us again what I've always said to us. I'm not here to say a new thing. I'm just here to remind us of what we have learned and we are learning. It shows you and I that prayer or praying is how God's work is done primarily. Praise God. Prayer. So God's work is done primarily through what? Praying. I decided to use that word rather than say prayer, say praying. And I expect it will mean the same. But I choose to use the word praying. Primarily. Note that word primarily. Praise God. Primarily. So the first place to start working for God is to pray. Look at me, everybody. That is the basics. That is the what? That was for someone. That is the what? That is what? Basics. Are we together? Are we together? That's the basics. God created us. Are we together? Are we together? God what? And look at this. God has created man in such a way that it is difficult for man to function in anything divine without panting after it. And the pantings of man is expressed through words. So when you pant after something with words, are we together? Directed to the one who is able to grant it. When you pant after something with words, you pursue after something with words, directed towards the one who is able to grant that request, that is called what? Prayer. So the way God has created man, and you can't uncreate yourself. Is it clear? I cannot what? You can lie against yourself. You can be in confusion about yourself. You can abuse yourself.
You can abuse yourself. You can deny yourself of things you need. You can give to yourself the things you do not need. That's abuse. You can do many things to yourself, but you cannot uncreate yourself. And that is how you were created to function. Now, prayer need not be unto God. You can pray to supernatural beings, which we refer to as idol worship today. But you see, if what we want is God's own intervention, if the intervention that we are expecting, that we want, is not from a supernatural being, I mean an anyhow supernatural being, if the intervention we want is not from Satan, is not from demons, if the intervention that we want is from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, then our expression of prayer has to go where? Has to go to Him. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? So I'll say it again. That the first place to begin God's work is what? Is what? And look at this. That is also the place to continue God's work. Is it clear? Is it clear? To continue what? God's work. If there's a work being done by Him, and at a particular time, you were brought in to continue what He started. The first place to continue. So, the first place to start the work of God, working for God, working for the Lord, is prayers. And that is also where to continue it. So I start a walk with prayer. I continue a walk with prayer. Ezekiel, church. So Jesus' instruction about ministry, or rather, Jesus instructs them. Jesus instructs them about ministry. Jesus' instruction about ministry moved them to go pray. So He instructs them about ministry. He calls His apostles and He gives instructions about the ministry. And look at this. The next thing is that they went and continued in prayers. Basics. Someone say basics. What does basic mean? Foundational. Foundational. Acts 9:11. Verse 10, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in the vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the city which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays. And he had seen in a vision. Prayer opens us up to what to do. Pastor,
What do I do about this? The very fact that you are asking that question means you need to pray. Ananias, in prayer, saw in prayer. Specific, no ambiguity. The city called straight. Arise, go to the city called straight. The house number so and so. In a vision, the community, the streets, that is number so and so. Go there. When you get to so so crescent, enter the untarred road. Then find the one that is not tiled. Then look at the one that has interlocking. Then ask for the house of doctor. Then enter and ask this name. Ask details. Revelation can be like that. Basics. For he prays. Or behold, he prays. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 11, we see another man in prayer, Zacharias. Luke 1, verse 1, we see another man. It says, for as much as many have taken in hand to send forth in order the declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they deliver them unto us, which from eyewitnesses and ministers of the word seem good to me also, having a perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of the things wherein thou hast been instructed. And read on. In verse 8, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his cross, according to his custom in the priest's office, his lot incense, when he went into the temple of the Lord. So again, you observe it was a time of offering incense, which is usually accompanied with prayers. So you observe in verse 10. What does it say in verse 10? And the whole multitude of the people were what? Praying without. That is praying outside. At the time of incense. And there appeared. Why did Luke mention prayer? Why? I mean, you're giving too much details. No, he needed to mention the see Luke. With time, I will show you that Luke was a man given to teaching how the Spirit gets moving. We'll almost lose a whole lot of things if Luke had not written. So Luke will show you what led to what. This led to this. This led to this. So it was a time of prayer. And people were praying. And Zechariah was in the temple to execute the incense. To burn the incense in the temple. And the whole multitude. So again, this was a prayer meeting. A prayer meeting. It's one of the things we must not joke about. In a ministry that will do much for God is prayer meetings. Moments when we meet to pray. Moments when we are to meet to pray. Prayer meetings are expected to be attended with awe. Prayer meetings are meant to be attended with sacred thoughts, sacred posture, sacred attitude. You don't mock prayer meetings.
You don't trivialize prayer meetings. You don't rebuke prayer meetings. You don't dishonor prayer meetings. A church must not be casual about its prayer meetings. A church must not be casual. A ministry must not joke about prayer meetings. It does not matter how many people are assembled to pray. It does not matter where they are gathered to pray. What matters is that this is a prayer time. So we honor prayer moments, prayer times. So Luke was very, very deliberate, intentional in stating that this happened in the midst of prayer meetings. Again, in Acts chapter 2, when the day of the festival was really come, they were all gathered together in one place. Again, praying. Luke was so intentional to show us that ministry is built on prayer and on prayer meetings. Ministry is built on praying and on prayer meetings. See, ministry is built on prayer meetings. 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 The work of a ministry is built on prayer meetings. 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 Ministry is built on prayer meetings, not on teaching meetings. Not on teaching meetings. Not on teaching meetings. On prayer meetings. Not on believers' meetings. See, we must recognize the uniqueness of each meeting. We must know the place of this activity, spiritual exercises and activities. We must recognize the place of the devotion activities. That when it comes to what God does, when it comes to doing what God has asked us to do, when it comes to executing God's assignment, when it comes to working for God, when it comes to doing something that it is God that sent us to do it, the possibilities is built on what? Prayer. Are we together, church? So look at me. We are therefore not defeated on the ministry field. We are primarily defeated in our prayer closets. We are primarily what? Defeated. As ministers, as children of God, as ministries, as a church, as a ministry, we are primarily what? Defeated where? Where? In the prayer closets. Victory, therefore, is also not actualized on the mission field. Ministry is not, victory in ministry is not actualized when you go out and meet the people. It is actualized where? In the prayer closets. So what happens on the field when I'm with that fellow, those people, when I meet that sick person, when I meet that confused fellow, when I meet that stubborn-hearted but influential fellow, when I come across such situation, the victory or the defeat, whichever it is, that result in my encounter with such persons or situations at such times preceded the moment. Preceded the moment. It's a function of whether I won in the place of prayer or not. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? They that wait upon the Lord shall what? Shall what? He shall do what? He shall what? He shall mount up with wings as what? The goose, a herd, they shall what? And they shall what? And not die. And not faint. So look at it. Before you mount up with wings, what do you have to do first? No. Before you mount up with wings, what do you do? With wings like eagles, what do you do? Before something flies, what does it start doing? It picks a race. Before you run, what do? You walk. Are we together? Are we there? It means God's eventual plan for a ministry, a church, you and I, is to what? To fly. And then mount up with wings as eagles. But I tell you, brethren, you will crawl where you are supposed to walk. You will crawl where you are supposed to run. You will struggle to fly when you are supposed to fly. When you have not mounted up with wings in the place of prayer. What I'm saying is, outside, what we experience is the victories we have received in prayer. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? So there is the necessity of prayer. He says they all continued with one accord in supplication and in prayer. That means they went ahead and began to make requests about the ministry that Jesus just spoke to them about. He spoke to them about ministry, and the next thing is that they went to pray. So that means whenever we bring a news, an information, a suggestion, an instruction, a responsibility, a directive to you about the ministry, how is it received? You go to what? To pray. Instructions about ministry are received through praying. So they went ahead and began to make requests about that ministry in prayer, and they did not stop praying about it. They did not stop praying. Are we together, church? So I'm sharing with us about what I titled being prayerful. Being prayerful. Being prayerful is a virtue in the ministry. We're filled with the Spirit afterwards. They were filled with the Spirit. So prayer is that which fills us with God and fills us
with what is of God. They were filled with the Spirit. And they began to speak with tongues. That means they had experiences in prayer. They had experiences of prayer. And they experienced what prayer does. So, through praying, we experience what prayer does firsthand. And I'm sure that there are people here amongst us tonight that can point to experiences in their lives. And the reason why you had those experiences was because you prayed. I'm sure. Are there people like that tonight? That you've had experiences, and you can say that the reason for this experience was attached to so and so prayer. Is there anyone like that? Can I just wave your hand? Okay, a few of us. Are we together, church? Are we together? To ask you for, they were filled. They were what? Filled. So, prayer fills me with the divine. He says they all continued. Acts 1:14. And they were filled. This all continued with prayer and supplication. And they were filled. So without doubt, the filling was connected to the prayer. The filling had to do with the prayer. What they did. How they did it. How many of them did it. How long they did it. So the feeling, being filled with God, being filled with what is divine, has to do with prayer. Being filled with what is divine has to do with what I prayed about, how I prayed about it, how long I spent praying about it, many times with whom I prayed about it. Being filled. Are we together? Being filled with what is divine. So look at this. Inasmuch as there are diversities in the things of the Spirit. Inasmuch as there are diversities in the things of the Spirit. As the things of God are diverse, limitless, uncountable. One thing is certain, that the man who spends time in prayer, praying as he or she ought to, will have something in common. Men who spend time in prayer as they ought to, they have something in common. That thing is called divine. What did I call it? Divine. There is a divine breath, grace, divinities, the supernatural, that which is bestowed on man beyond the capacity of humanity, that which enhances him beyond what is known amongst men as limitations. That which enables him to do what amongst men is captured, is described as impossible. It is common. This is common. It's common. It's common to those who pray. The divine. So the resource of prayer is divine. And come on. It shows you that prayer produces definite results.
I can want something according to the will of God, and I take it up in prayer. If I pray about it rightly, and I spend enough time in prayer, I will come out with that result. It will be divine. It will be divine. So prayer produces a definite result, such that men who pray are easily discerned. Men who pray. In Acts 4, which we read earlier, Peter said, we will not give ourselves, he says, but we will give ourselves. It is not written that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. He says in verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually unto prayer and to the ministry of the word. Peter knew what prayer does. He knew what prayer will do. Peter knew what happens when we pray. Peter knew the place that prayer occupies in the believer's ministry. He knew the place, the function of prayer, the gap of prayer, the gap that praying fills for the Christian minister. Prayer resolves difficult challenges. Prayer solves difficult situations. Prayer resolves difficult questions. So while praying, Acts 2:4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So prayer is that which fills us with the Spirit of God. If I'm faced with decisions, am I faced with a challenge? Am I faced with a ministry responsibility? Is there a ministry demand on my shoulders? Am I faced with life's choices? Am I faced with oppositions? Am I facing difficult situations? Am I faced with challenges? Am I faced with life choices? Choices around marriage, choices around business, choices around relationships, choices around friendships, choices around family, decisions around jobs. Am I faced? Is there a new open door of ministry? Am I faced? Have I found myself in a season of fame and limelight? Have I found myself in a place where I think I am in need for miracles? Have I found myself in a situation where I think I am in need of what I'm bringing for the Lord, to be received? Am I faced with a need for direction? Am I faced for a need for supernatural clarity? Do I feel that my convictions are dwindling? Do I feel bored? Am I faced with boredom? Am I faced with new decisions? Am I at a transiting moment of my life? Have I found myself at a junction in my life? Do I find myself in front of faced with a decision that I cannot move away, I cannot shift away, I can't shift my gaze, I can't ignore it. Prayer fills me with that which is of God. Praying ensures that I act out God's plan. So in verse 42, we saw 3,000 people. And later on, that 3,000 people, those 3,000 people now caught the life of prayer in verse 42. Acts 2:42. He says, and they continued steadfastly, 3,000 in verse 41, apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers, steadfastly in prayers. Steadfastly in prayers. Steadfastly in prayers. Because he had said, and in breaking of bread. And in breaking of bread. So when he says they continue steadfastly, he says, and in breaking of bread. So it couldn't be the apostles that were breaking bread. It was referring to the people. So when he included prayer, he was implying the people too. They have now caught the culture. As many as were saved have now caught that culture of prayer. That culture of praying. So it shows you tonight, the second thing I've mentioned, aside that prayer is necessary for God's work, that is where we start and continue prayer. That is because when we do that, we become filled with what is of God. Second thing concerning prayer is that prayer is a training. One of the trainings of the local church is that you are trained to pray. So prayer was a training in the book of Acts in the church. The church at Jerusalem, prayer was a training. So one of the training of God's Spirit in the local assembly is the training of praying. A training of being filled with prayer. A training of being prayerful. Being prayerful. So, the pastor trains you to pray. While prayer is an activity, prayer is described as a passion. Prayer is described as a ministry, as a work, as a fellowship. Being prayerful becomes the Christian virtue. And that's where I'm going tonight. Being prayerful. Being prayerful is therefore a Christian virtue. A model Christian is a prayerful Christian. Acts 4, we will give ourselves continually. The word give there means to be abandoned over. To abandon yourself to prayer. When you are found in the arms of prayer. When prayer is found, it is found in your arms. We will give ourselves continually unto prayer. Are we together? So a model Christian is a prayerful Christian. In the local church, there's a training of prayer. Training of prayer. Training of prayer in a local church. We'll give ourselves continually unto prayer. It is not good that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Sometimes, read the text, we think that the text is talking about the apostles. No. He's talking to the whole church. That we can't leave God's word and then we are focused on natural things. We give ourselves to prayer. A Christian must learn to say, I'll pray about it. Must learn to say what? I'll pray about it. A Christian must learn to say, I would like to pray about it. You must learn to tell your friends, I'll pray about it. I like to pray about it. Members of your family, let me pray about it. Let me pray about it. Let me pray about it. You must learn to tell your spouse or your spouses, I'll pray about it. Let us pray about it. Oh, I'm sorry, I have not prayed about it. I've not prayed enough about it. Let me be true praying about it. They are natural things, a Christian says. I'll pray about it. I'll pray about it. I'm yet to pray about it. Oh, let me be done praying about it. Oh, I'll let you know once I've prayed about it. Oh, I've not yet prayed enough about it. Oh, I want to pray about it first. Oh, wait, can you give me some time to pray about it? Can you give me some time to pray about it? Can you give me some time to pray about it? I would like to pray about it first. Please let me get back to you. I'd like to spend some time in prayer about it. And you are saying that to a colleague at work. And you are saying that to a neighbor. I'll get back to you. Oh, you have not gotten to me about this. I'm still praying about it. A Christian. A what? A Christian. Say, I'm a Christian. I pray about it. Can you come and spend the holiday here? I pray about it. I got a job opportunity for you. Oh, thank you. Can you send the details? I need to get back to me. Oh, you have not gotten back to me. I'm praying about it. I want to pray about it. Oh, can you take up that opportunity? What about this? I'd like you to do this. Can you travel to that location? I know that. I want to take time to pray about it. Six months. So ministry decisions, I pray about it for 3 years. You will make less mistakes, foolish mistakes. Someone brings opportunities, I'll pray about it. Sometimes it looks exactly like what you need. I'll pray about it. Let me get back to you. Let me pray some more about it. Then a Christian must learn to say, please, can you help me pray about this? With a supernatural relationship. This, I don't know, can you help me put this thing in prayer? Someone that you know, trust, this one hears God. Please, can you help me pray about this? Sometimes you are in need of a resource, and there are options of people that can be reached. Then you pray about it. Ministry. A ministry challenge. Then you pray about it. A new work, you pray about it. You are called on to start functioning as an assisting hand in the cell. You pray about it. You are sent to a new location. You are praying about it. You were hinted that, in 2-3 months, we are putting something in this place and then we want you to start something there. You're praying about it. Oh, that location that you have gone, when are we going to start a cell work there? You are praying about it. Ministry. A new responsibility within the unit. You are praying about it. Praise God for evermore. So a Christian prays about everything. At every time. Everywhere. Ezekiel church. So Acts 4 shows us that the training of prayer is priority in ministry. Ephesians 4 shows us that praying, the priority of prayer, or let me put it this way, prayer as priority is training in ministry. Prayer as priority. Praying as priority is training in what? In ministry. It shows, therefore, look at this. No serious leadership in church, you hand over anything to somebody we have observed, is not prayerful. And let me tell you something. The fruit of prayer will not only be seen in your demeanor during the prayer meetings, but in the fruit of prayer that you have observed in your life. You can't hand over anything serious to you. No budget. Eloquence is not the same as prayer. Talent is not the same as prayer. Skill is not the same as prayer. Beauty is not the same as prayer. Having a baritone voice is not the same as prayer. Demon can just be resting on that voice. Having a calm personality is not the same as prayer. And being forward and loud also is not the same as prayer. If you are not prayerful, we will see it. Your ministry will be fruitless. There will be no fruit. There will be nothing divine. Nothing divine. Nothing divine. We will check it like this. We will wait. Yeah, this is just, it's an ordinary result. I know anybody can get this now. How long Lotin Lobe has been going there for like 3 years. 3 years. 3 years is enough. Anybody can get it. This is not, there's no weight. There's no weight. The disciples are stubborn, unruly, rebellious. No, that's not fruit. That's not fruit. Has no fruits. So, the priority of prayer is training in the ministry. That prayer actually is the breath of ministry. When a ministry is no more praying, it is what? It is what? It is dead. It is dying. So foundational to our ministry activities is the devotion to prayer. Is the what? Counsel that you reach out to me for is dealt with in prayer. Just deal with it. Some of the things you say, I need counsel, is simply a prayer project. It's simply a prayer project. A prayer project. So we have an instruction to give ourselves continually to prayer. Romans chapter 12 and then verse 12. Romans chapter 12 verse 12. It says, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in single word, proskatereo. Proskatereo is used in Mark chapter 3 verse 9. Mark chapter 3. And then in verse 9, and he spake unto his disciples that his sheep should wait on him, because
Mark chapter 3, verse 9. To wait on him because of the multitude, lest he should throng him. That word wait on is proskatirio. To wait on. So it's the same as continue. Continue instant. To wait on prayer a small ship should wait on him. That is, hey, let something be there, let it be ready. Look at this, your prayer life is ready. Let it be ready. It's like we're having a conference, and then after the session, the minister is stepping out, and then a car is already on spot for you to enter and move out, so that the masses does not throng you. I want to get out of here immediately. Is a car there? Then you move out, enter the car, move out. They do it for celebrity sometimes. The moment the show is done, and you come out with the entry, the bouncers and all that, immediately a car is already waiting on the spot. Enter, zoom out immediately. So that readiness, he says, in prayer, you are ready. Why? Because you are always praying. So in being caught unprepared, your prayer life should not be one. Where you are caught unprepared, say, I wasn't set. Not in your prayer life. Continuing instant in prayer is the same word used for steadfastly in Acts 1:14. And they continued steadfastly. The same word in Acts 2:42 in the Apostles' Doctrine. Steadfastly. That word steadfastly is the word proskatirio. 46, the same thing. Steadfastly. Steadfastly. In Acts 6:4. We will give ourselves continually. That word continually is proskatirio. We will give ourselves continually. That is proskatirio. In Acts 8. And then in verse 13. Acts 8 verse 13. He says, then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. Continued. Proskatirio. Continued. In Acts 10 verse 7, he says, and when the angel which spoke to Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. Proskatirio. They waited on him continually. Two times used there, the word waited on, and then the word continually. Proskatirio. In Romans chapter 13, and then in verse 6. Romans 13 verse 6, the same word is used in verse 6. He says, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually. So he speaks of what does not stop. What does not stop. In Colossians chapter 4, and then in verse 2, Colossians 4 verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. What does not stop? It means to attend to something assiduously, to wait on continually, to continue. It carries a note of endurance, consistency, persistency, and enthusiasm. A sense of responsibility, as in a military strength sense. So one of the things I must learn and observe about prayer or praying, one of the things that must happen to me, are we together, about prayer, is that I must continually wait on prayer. I must wait on the Lord to prayer. I must wait on the Lord to prayer. And prayer brings us experiences. It's one of the things you must learn to do, is to observe the things that happens to you when you pray. What are the experiences you have had or you have when you pray? How does prayer turn your ministry into? What does it turn your ministry into?
How does prayer affect your interactions with people? You will examine how fit spiritually you are when you have spent time praying. And God wants you to observe those things that prayer does to you. Observe the things that praying does to you and let it keep you praying. You must learn to observe and to appreciate your experiences in prayer and let them keep you praying, and it grows. Whose experiences grow? What are the things that happen to you when you pray? How does prayer make you feel, perform, fit? How does prayer make you stand? How does prayer affect you? How does it keep you when you are praying? God wants you to appreciate those things, your experiences in prayer. And those experiences grow. They grow. They grow. They grow in prayer. Are we together? So prayer is a flow which must never break in our lives. The principal focus is prayer. In good times, to pray. In not so good times, to pray. In times where you need resources, you pray. When resources are abundant, you pray. Before results, you pray. Looking for results, you pray. After results, you pray. In the midst of results, you pray. Believing God, you pray. After the miracle, you pray. Prayer continues. Tell your neighbor, say, prayer continues. Are we together? Prayer continues. Prayer continues. Are we there? You know, one of the challenges we have in prayer, or one of the reasons for our challenges in prayer, is that we have defined prayer with so many words in different ways that has resulted in us seeing prayer as something that man is at the center of it. Yeah. Our definitions around prayer has made man to appear to be at the center of prayer. Are we together? But you see, the truth is that prayer was primarily created not to meet man's needs. Prayer was created not to meet what? Man's needs primarily. Primarily, prayer was created by God. If prayer is created by God, then prayer primarily was created not to meet man's needs, but to meet whose needs? God's needs. See that way as from today. That prayer is a primary tool that God wields to meet his own needs amongst men. So the challenge to many that makes prayer difficult not to reach his goal, that makes prayer not to fulfill his divine purpose in our lives among the saints, is that we oftentimes see ourselves as the central object of prayer. It's not true. Prayer is built on God. It is to meet God's needs. Are we together? To meet God's needs when man's needs are met. Are we together, church? Are we together, church? That's why I say that mature praying focuses primarily on the needs of God. Mature praying. Obviously, that which you are full of is what fills your prayer. And you can either be full of God or full of self. Yeah. Full of God or full of self. A matured prayer is built on the purposes of God. The content of prayer, the frequency of prayer, are we together? And the lifestyle of the prayer is built on the purposes of God. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? So I am preoccupied with the needs of God. If I'm preoccupied with the needs of man, when I'm preoccupied with the needs of man, my prayer life will be filled with human needs. Human needs. That which serves the flesh. human needs that will search my dreams, human needs that will serve my tastes, that will serve my focus, that will serve my ambitions, that will serve my goals, human needs. But when I am preoccupied with God, I will find my prayers. Are we together? Built on the needs of God. On the needs of God. So we pray readily on that which preoccupies us. If it's our needs that preoccupies us, we'll find our needs in prayer. If it is God that preoccupies us, we will engage in His needs in prayer. Are we together, church? So if prayer is designed by God, that means His needs are primary in prayer. Prayer therefore makes us co-workers with God. The primary things I'm occupied, preoccupied with in prayer is the needs of God. Preoccupied with the needs of God. Then secondarily, I am preoccupied. Are we together? Are we together? In fact, let me put it this way. Primarily, I am preoccupied with God. Then secondary, I'm preoccupied with the needs of God. Primarily, I'm occupied with who? With God. Primarily. I'm preoccupied with God. I'm preoccupied with the Lord. I'm preoccupied with the Lord. Secondarily, I'm preoccupied with the needs of the Lord. His needs. Are we together? Tertiarily, I'm occupied with what? With the needs of others. And then lastly, I'm preoccupied with my own needs. And that's the focus. That's the trend of our prayer. Connected to the will of God on the earth. My prayer life. My prayer life, therefore, is useful to God when it is connected. Prayer life is a tool that is wielded by God to fulfill His plans on the earth. A matured prayer life, a matured Christian prayer life, is a tool of who? Is a tool for who? Is a tool for God. So I like to ask us, is your prayer life, has it been a tool used by God? Have you allowed God to sharpen it, to oil it? Can we take it out immediately and use it? Or we have to go to a mechanic to tighten it for this, apply some oil, even at that, is useless. How often does the Lord make use of your prayer life? How often? So prayer life is a tool in the hands of the Lord, used of God to wield His plans and purposes on earth. Are we together? Whatever God will do in our lives and our ministries, church, will speak from our prayer life. So in Acts 4, we saw that prayer is not just an activity. Prayer is the main activity. Praying is a Christian virtue. It is the main activity. It must be ongoing. Someone say it must be ongoing. Never interrupted. Unending. That which takes the utmost priority. Unchecked. See, look at this. I said this before, I'll say it again. Every trouble in your life is targeting your prayer life. I
And your struggle with prayer is your struggle with God's will. Is your struggle with right living? Is your struggle with right thinking? Is your struggle with serious ministry ethics? Is your struggle with obedience? Is your struggle with accountability? Is your struggle with discipleship? Is your struggle with taking instructions? Some of your ears are so stony because your prayer life is decaying. You are not sensitive. Is your struggle? Your struggle with prayer is your struggle with submission. Is your struggle with your study life? Is your struggle with evangelism? Is your struggle in your flow of the gifts of the Spirit? Because prayer changes all of these things. So prayer is the main activity. Are we together? A man who will walk in the will of God, a man who will walk in the power of God, a man who will walk in supernatural direction, a man who will uphold the counsel of God, a man who will see the power of God in his life, in his ministry, a man who will effect the will of God in his life, a man who will receive God unfettered, unstopped intervention, the man who is given to prayer. Prayer possesses you. Are we together? And possesses in it the power of God to change. So men of prayer usually have the power of God to change. Prayer possesses in itself the power of God to change. Are you interested in change? The power of God to heal is healing your interest. The power of God to deliver is deliverance your concern. The power of God to transform is transformation your desire. The power of God to change people, to heal people, to deliver people, things, circumstances, events, places. Prayer has in it that inherent power to change places, to change people, to heal people, to heal bodies, to heal circumstances, to redeem. Prayer changes a nation that prays. Prayer changes a man who prays. And prayer changes a man who is prayed for. And a nation that is prayed for. I see some idiots these days. They say things like, that nation, they are the most prayerful nation, yet nothing is changing. You are an idiot. They say, hey, some other nation, they are not praying. Yes, they have money. So the materially minded, the ephemerally minded man thinks that when you are praying, you are supposed to have money. No. As good as prayer will command miracles that will call for things and change, prayer in itself is not the reason why you will see material wealth. It wields greater power. Prayer establishes the will of God in the nation that prays. So you find out with the church at Macedonia, the will of God is being done there. The will of God is being done there. Because they were given to much praying. They were given to much flow. Are we together? Of the spirit of prayer and the things of God amongst them. They were liberal. Yet he says they were in deep poverty. Are we together? So nothing can be done, I'll say it again, on the earth. Nothing can be achieved in a church or by a church of God that takes prayer into makes prayer to occupy the second place. Jesus did not treat prayer as secondary. In Luke 3:21, he was praying. In Luke chapter 1, Jesus was found praying. we saw men rather that were praying. We saw Simeon. We saw the woman Anna. We saw Zechariah. In Luke 2, the same. Luke chapter 4, around 42, is prayer. Luke 5, 16, Jesus was praying. In Luke 4, 12, 42 rather, he was praying. Luke 4, 42. In Luke 6 also, he was praying. Luke 6, 12, Jesus was praying. In Luke 6, verse 13, he was praying. Are we together? In Luke 9, Jesus was praying. You see that in verse 28, Luke 9, 28, and 29 also, Jesus was found praying. Yeah. And then in that Luke 9, which was the Mount of Transfiguration, the two men that appeared to him in the vision were men that were students of God's power through prayer. Acts 2 happened in place of prayer. Verse 1 to 4 was prayer. 42 prayer. Acts 3 1 prayer. Acts 4 23 24 prayer. Acts 9 was prayer. Acts 10 prayer. Acts 13 prayer. Acts 14 prayer. Acts 16 was prayer. Are we together? Acts 16 was prayer. Are we there? You find prayer in Acts 19, Acts 20. Prayer also. So before, during, and after anything God has asked us to do, we give ourselves to prayer. So being prayerful is a biblical Christian virtue. Being prayerful. Being prayerful means to pray at all times about everything in every place. Pray at all times in every place about everything. That is prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He says to pray without ceasing. That means every time is a time to pray. Colossians 4:2. 1 Thessalonians 5. He says to pray. 2 Thessalonians 3 to pray. 1 Timothy 2, 1, prayer. Are we together? Ephesians 6, 18 and 19, prayer. Prayer, 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 prayer. Instructions to pray. So prayer shows us how God walks on the earth. Prayer shows us how God works in our lives. Prayer shows us how we can put God's power to work, to play in our circumstances. Acts 13, 3 and 4 was prayer. And after that, in the midst of prayer, they got instruction. And after that, they prayed more. Acts 6, prayer. Are we together? Acts 5 was prayer. Acts 4 was prayer. Acts 3, 1 at the time of prayer. Acts 9 was prayer. In verse 11, Acts 10 was prayer. Prayer with Cornelius. Prayer with Peter. Let's have a prayer meeting. Are we together? Prayer shows that we depend on God. And the depth of our prayer lives shows our level of dependency. So the apostles prayed in good times, they prayed in bad times, they prayed in oppositions, they prayed before ministry, they prayed during ministry, they prayed before ordinations, they prayed after ordaining, they prayed. They prayed when ministry was increasing. They prayed before miracles were walked. After miracles were wrought, they prayed. They prayed during persecution. Peter, the pastor in prison, the church was praying. They were praying. A new work was going to be better. They were praying. They were led into the ministry through prayer. They led into the ministry through prayer. They chose men, ordained men to ministry through prayer. They prayed for ministry. They prayed for directions. Acts 1, when they were going to choose a man to replace Judas Iscariot, it was through prayers. They pray for the stability of the churches. So we pray about everything. 2025, we pray about everything. We pray about everything. We are going to pray about our praying about everything. We are going to pray for our prayers for everything. We will pray and even pray for our prayers. We will pray for our prayer lives. We will pray. Pray about everything in your life. Ezekiel Church. So prayer is a training in a local assembly. It's a training. In 1 Thessalonians 5, in verse 17, how about together? It says to pray without ceasing. So your prayer is not governed by circumstances. Your prayer point is not governed by circumstances. It says to pray without ceasing. To pray without ceasing means your prayer life will be built on the will and the purposes of God. Without ceasing. Pray for your life. Pray for your church. Pray for your career. Are we together? Yesterday in the morning I was in a meeting with someone. Outside in the city. A neighbor. outside in the city somewhere. And I was sharing with her how that you can actually store up prayers. The same way you charge your power bank to be stored up and you need it when your phone is down, you can store prayers that way. We can actually store up prayers for days to come. We can store prayers for weeks and months to come, for years to come. We can store prayers for ministries to come. We can store prayers for disciples to come. We can store prayers for works to be started, for new works that will be better. We can pray to better new works and store up prayers for those works to be built upon. We can store prayers. We can pray for yourself, ministry, your disciples, natural things as well. You can pray. You can pray for the plans and purposes of God in your life. Are we together? So a believer is instructed to be full of prayers. That is what it means by being prayerful. Are we together? My age does not change it. When I'm young, I pray. As I'm growing older, I pray more. I pray more. I pray more. In fact, the older you get, the more you need to pray, because suddenly you observe that you are getting matured and you cannot do things on your own. The more you need prayer. Yeah. Wealth does not change it. You are now making more money. The more you need to pray. The more money you make, the more things you can afford. Hence, the need to pray more. The need to pray more. The need to pray more. Money exposes you. Prayer makes you. Are we together? Is it clear, church? You now have a job. Pray more. So job does not change it. Resources does not change it. Rather, it enhances it. Now that you have a job, it should enhance your prayer life. Now that resources are coming in, it should enhance your prayer life. Now that you are getting wealthier, it should build your prayer life tomorrow. Now that you are getting older, that maturity that comes in the natural, where somehow you are no more being monitored per se, put under close watch, should be a liberty to express more in prayer. You should have more time to pray. As you get older, you are now much more in control of your schedule, of your timing. You now choose when to wake up. You choose when to go to bed. Now you can stay till 10, 11, 12, and nobody will say, light out, light out, light out. Remember when I was young, in Amina way, 8, 9, everybody, boom. If you are up at 10:30, it is illegal. How's that? The moment you hear a footstep at the door, you just press the remote, pa, switch the light on, pa, just turn the pillow, poof. Incidentally, mommy will know that you are not sleeping. She just knows. She knows. She knows that this one, you are not sleeping. And she will call your name and then you will not answer. But she knows that you are not sleeping. If she's not in a good mood, you just see a score. Know those shoes they call score. But it left bye. Just hit you at the right place. In fact, the way you start begging, you know that you were not asleep. Because when the score hits you and then you are sleeping, but when it hits you when you are awake, you know, you pick up at the temple, you say you are not sleeping. You are not sleeping. Praise God. But now that nobody is saying light out, you can be on camera, somebody say, where are you? They send you on an errand. 25 minutes, they are calling you already. Where are you? Where did you go? What I sent you to do is just there. You should have been back by now. This is 30 minutes. Where did you go? Now, you can leave your house. You can go see that friend. Go there. From there. Some of you can even go to the mall now and just sit down there and be watching and just be enjoying yourself. That ability to control, are we together? Your schedule shows that you have the resources at your disposal to improve your prayer life. Ease does not change it. Are we together? Growth does not change it. So a ceaseless prayer life is God's plan for me. What is God's plan for me? A ceaseless prayer life. Are we together? One that outlasts circumstances and challenges. What challenges are you facing? Your prayer life must outlast it. Outlast it. Good or bad times. Your prayer life must outlast it. So, my prayer life is a tool to do God's will. God works with it to further His will on the earth. If I desire to walk with God, pray for miracles. If I desire to work for God, if I desire to be used of God, if I desire to know God, if I desire to know the will of God, if I desire to function in the will of God, if I desire people to function in the will of God to me, it is via a continuous and a vibrant prayer life. Are we together, church? One of the illustrations we see, nicely seen in the Old Testament, about prayer, is the wrestling of Jacob with the angel. Are we together? Genesis 38. Are we together? The wrestling of Jacob with the angel. Are we together? And that was taught to us. James also in James 5 spoke about Elijah. He says he was a man of like what? Passion, as we are. Like passion there means, what does it mean by Elijah was a man of like passion? It means Elijah, just like you, wanted the will of God to be done. That's the meaning. Just like you. A man of like passion as we are. It means Elijah was a minister of the gospel. It means Elijah was out for God's righteousness. That is why he said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. The righteous man there is not talking about righteousness through faith. No. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. The effectual fervent prayer of a man that wants the right thing to be done. The effectual fervent prayer of a man that wants the right thing, that is God's will, that wants God's righteousness to prevail. The effectual fervent man. So that shows you something. Look at this and hear me clearly. The effectual fervent prayer of a man who wants God's will to be done. So the fact that I'm on God's side does not mean I will not fail. You can be on God's side and fail. Hence, he added an ingredient that failure cannot withstand: effectual fervent prayer. So the fact that I'm for God's righteousness, a minister of the gospel, the fact that I'm for God's righteousness, I believe in the word. I believe in the power in God's word. The fact that I'm a minister of God's righteousness. I believe in God's will being done. I believe in men getting saved born again. I know discipleship will transform the world. Make it God's resting place. I know God wants to save men all over the nations of the world. He wants to heal the sick. I know sicknesses, demonic affliction, works of the Satan. He's not God's plan. God wants to set men free from sicknesses and diseases, from the fear. God wants to set men free from afflictions of the devil. That is the right thing. Now that you know the right thing, the effectual fervent prayer. So Elijah was a man of like passion as we are. So when you share similarities, look at me, of his ministerial goal, an idol worshipping nation under the oversight of Jezebel and his husband. Are we together? Ahaz. Are we together? Are we together? Ahab. So when you share the ministry, the same mindedness with Elijah, why are things like this? Lord, let your will be done. Let men be saved. Let the whole nation turn to you. He goes to Mount Carmel. He calls down fire. He kills the prophet of Baal. He sends the house of the backslidden Israel back to their God. When you share similarity of intention, of mission, with Elijah, you will not get the results until you share a similarity of his prayer life. Until you share his prayer life. Can we share Elijah's prayer life in 2025? Can we? About Polytechnic Cell? Can we? Can we? Sit down. Sit down. Are we together? Can we? Can we? About Lautec? Eh? Okomosho? About PS? Okiodu? Gomo? Sarah? Gakon? Be okay, Sale? A Division? F Division? Pipeline? Ofagaraj? Asa Dam? Ejen Kori? Kerialimi? Taiwoki? Taiwo Sale? Zongo? Bulede? Can we share Elijah's prayer life? So when you read James 5:16, what did James expect you to do? To go and read what about that man? What did he do? His prayer life, he raised the dead. He raised what? He raised the dead. The power that raised the dead called down fire. It's the same power I want to malo. One funke has a lock pa. Orilo. Omake. Are we together? Are we together? It's the same hands that were laid on you, that was laid on that person, that is now bringing forth 10 workers. It's the same hands. It's the same hands. It's the same hands that were laid on you, that was laid on that brother, who is now diligent and productive in every aspect of his life. That same hands that were laid on you was laid on the other brother who has learned to put his health in proper place, finances. His life is now more organized. What did he do? What did he do? But Peculiar said some days ago, and I picked this up immediately. He says, when you don't pray, it makes it look as though you are not called of God. I heard that for the first time on his lips. It is not praying, make it look as though God has not called you. He said it. He said it. You observe Elijah. Elijah gave the word there will be rain. What did he do? He went to what? He went to pray. The reason why some things you said did not happen is what you did after you said it. What you did after you said it. If only you could have prayed. You gave the words of wisdom. You gave the prophecy. You prophesied it. God used your lips. We can't doubt that God speaks through you. But we are doubting that did he say that one? We know God speaks through you now. We know God speaks through you. But we are now thinking, is he that said that one also? Because that one fell to the floor. You didn't sustain prayer. Tell your neighbor, say prayer. It's a sustaining ministry. It's an amplifying ministry. It's an enhancing ministry. Prayer! Jacob! He prayed, wrestling with the angel over the night. And look at this. In prayer, through prayer, by praying, he received the nation of Israel battered from his loins. Oh, you didn't know that was what he was praying for. The answer of Jacob's prayer that night was that he now brought forth the nation of Israel, which later brought or out the Messiah. Now, if he had not wrestled in prayer, he had the blessing, it would not happen. He had the right of the firstborn. He would have struggled, but he gave in prayer. He shows me, therefore, how do I actualize the things that hands have been laid on me for? I go to pray. Prayer is basics. How do I see the utterances that I have spoken come to pass? I pray. How do I see God's power flow through my head in ministry? I pray. How does my words become of power
potent to change the course of life and humanity through prayer. Through prayer. Through prayer. So the fruits of the prayer of a man produces the will of God. You hear me clearly? The fruits of the life of prayer outlast the life of the man who has prayed it. So after prophesying, Elijah goes, he begins to pray. So prayer is how your words do not fall to the ground. He prayed again, again, and he prayed again, and he kept on praying till it was done. Let us pray till it is done. Let us pray till I have 2 people in service. Let us pray till we have places filled with disciples. Let us pray till we have more workers in training, double this year and triple this year. Let us pray till all our works are strong. Strong works, standing on 2 legs, standing on 2 feet, walking, running, are we together? Flying. Look at this. It is not only humans that stands, that walks, runs, and mounts up with wings. Ministries can also mount up with wings. Ministries can also fly, can also run. And that is what God wants us to do. So what do I do, church? I develop a strong prayer ethics and I commit to it. It's time for vigils. It's time for late night to early morning, or early morning into a great while after daybreak. It's time for breaks during the day to pray. 30 minutes there, 30 minutes here. 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there. 20 minutes there, 10 minutes there, 15 minutes here. It's time for prayer walks. Prayer walks. That to go alone is 1 hour, to return is another 1 hour. Prayer walks. That to go alone is 3 hours, to return is 3 hours. Prayer walks. That to go alone is 6 hours, to return is 6 hours. Prayer walk. That to go alone is 9 hours, to return is what? 9 hours. Are we together? The other day I was on a prayer walk. I was looking at Ogbomosho. There's this tall building where you eat Ogbomosho. I was looking at that building ahead, then I turned back to the Lord. I'm in slippers. Prayer walk. Are we together? Prayer walk. Prayer walk. And when I go this way, the other day I hit Idofia. I passed this easy encamp. Encamp. And I kept on going. And I hit Idofia there. And I turned back and I walked back to Pipeline Road, back to Excellence Hall, and then I entered. Prayer walk. Because see, when your feet got there praying, your voice will get there preaching. Yes. Yes. When your feet get there praying, your influence, things will spring up on that soil as fruits of your service to the Lord. So dedicated, continued, heartfelt praying in 2025 is a year of prayer. Just like Elijah. A heartfelt prayer is continuous. I do not stop praying. I don't step away from prayer. I pray more than I preach. I pray more than I teach. I pray more than I sleep. I pray more than I talk. I pray more than I see my friends. I pray more than I take breaks. Before decisions, prayer. After decisions, prayer. Decisions you are led into via prayer is sustained by prayer. Wisdom and direction in ministry and life is product of prayer. Have you seen a vision before for 20, 30 minutes telling you what to do? You have not prayed. 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 Have you embarked on an outreach before and the entire outreach was you acting on a vision you saw? You have not prayed. You are not a prayerful person. You are just a lazy person. Prayer. Prayer gets work, God's work done. So don't come and say ministry is difficult. No. Those who pray know it is not difficult. Those who pray know that prayer is the difficult thing, not ministry. They know. They know that prayer is the difficult thing, not ministry. They know. Those who pray. And they know that having resolved and approached, engaged the difficulty in prayer, then
difficulty in ministry is not there. Boldness and the miraculous are products of prayer. So let me tell you something, church. Our greatest training in 2025, which is your greatest dedication in 2025, is that of prayer. Your greatest dedication in this season is dedication to what? To prayer. Our greatest training, our greatest commitment in this season is commitment to prayer. Prayer vigils. Prayer vigils. You skip a meal to go pray. You fast because you want to pray. You don't pray because you want to fast. You fast because you want to go and pray. You have a prayer meeting, you get into it fasting. You pray before you get to prayer meeting. You don't postpone prayer to the prayer meeting. You attend the prayer meeting prayed up. Because you know that there's no limit to the measure. No limit to the measure. So everyone coming to the prayer meetings comes charged up in personal prayers. Your retreats, you should not hear God's word more than you pray in your retreats. In personal retreats, you should spend more time praying. More time praying than listening to the teachings, listening to the sermons. More time praying. More time praying. More time praying. More time praying. So look for opportunities to pray this year. Seize opportunities to pray. Carve out times to pray. Go out and pray. Call a friend. Please help me. Let us pray together. Can we go to this liturgy? I want to pray alone, but I want you to be around. I want to pray alone, but I need you to be around. I want you to be around, but I want to pray alone. So while I pray, you can as well also pray at a distance. You call a friend, let us go pray. Let us encourage people to pray this year. Rather say, go sort it out. Join me in my prayer times. Say, oh, what's the issue you have here? I'm having so and so issue. I'm having this issue. Okay. Do you mind joining me at one of my prayer times? Then you take the person along with you and watch the person deal with the issue in prayer alongside with you, even as you pray. So I trust God that in this year, the spirit of prayer and supplication will be poured upon us. We will pray, and our prayers, answers will be received. We will get better in our prayer lives. And by the end of the season, we would have started things in prayer that can only be sustained through prayer. Because that is the fruit of true prayer. That the things that we are praying about, we are praying because they can only be sustained in prayer. That is a sign that what we are praying about is simply fruits of prayer. Are we together, church? Tonight, I want you to pray for yourself on your seat right there, that you will receive the training of prayer this year. And by the end of this season, you will have something tangible to communicate to many other people regarding the prayer life. Yes. You see, I'm your pastor here. There's a spirit of prayer on me. That at the end of the season, we will so receive a tangible training which can be communicated. The training of prayer. That at the end of this season, you will have something tangible about prayer to communicate in the years to come. You will find yourself as the necessary man or woman of God that will kindle the fire of prayer on other people's altars. Oh, this year, this season, Samios, Son of God,
heavenly cash, logos, that at the end of this season, I would have received something tangible, something tangible to communicate in many years to come concerning prayer.
See us much more later. Have a good evening, everyone.